This is VOA News via remote. Nicole Berman. Southeast Asian countries will invite a non-political representative from Myanmar to a regional summit this month, delivering an unprecedented snub to the military leader who led a coup against an elected civilian government in February. The decision, taken by foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, marks a rare bold step for the consensus-driven bloc, which has traditionally favored a policy of engagement and non-interference. French Prime Minister Jean Castex paid tribute on Saturday to history teacher Samuel Paty a year after he was murdered by an Islamist radical, saying France would stand up for its values of secularism and freedom. Paty's attacker, a teenager of Chechen origin, had wanted to avenge the teacher's use of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class on freedom of expression for 13-year-olds. Muslims say any depiction of the prophet is blasphemous. The U.S. Pentagon has offered unspecified condolence payments to the family of 10 civilians who were killed in a botched U.S. drone attack in Afghanistan in August during the final days before American troops withdrew from the country. The U.S. Defense Department said it is also working with the U.S. State Department in support of the family members who were interested in relocating to the United States. A powerful right-wing Hindu group linked to India's ruling party has called for curbs on streaming platforms and cryptocurrencies, saying regulation was essential. There's a need to regularize these things for the larger good, said Mohan Bhagwat. He heads the group, considered the ideological parent of the prime minister's political party. This is VOA News. Russia reported a record 1,002 deaths from coronavirus on Saturday, the first time the daily number has passed the 1,000 mark since the start of the pandemic. New COVID-19 cases confirmed in the past 24 hours were at 33,208, setting a record for the fifth consecutive day, the Russian Coronavirus Task Force has said. Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati said the government is keen not to interfere in any file related to the judiciary, according to a statement from his office on Saturday. The statement came following a meeting with the justice minister and the head of the Higher Judicial Council after seven people were killed in violence in Beirut on Thursday. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton's health is improving, but he will remain in a California hospital for at least another night to receive antibiotics for a urological infection that spread to his bloodstream, his spokesman is saying. The 75-year-old Clinton, who served as president from 1993 to 2001, entered the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday. On that night, after suffering from fatigue, he spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday. NASA launched its first-of-a-kind mission on Saturday to study Jupiter's Trojan asteroids, two large clusters of space rocks that scientists believe are remnants of primordial material that formed the solar system's outer planets. The space probe, dubbed Lucy and packed inside a special cargo capsule, lifted off on schedule from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. And South Korea plans to test its first domestically produced space launch vehicle next week, a major step towards jumpstarting the country's space program and achieving ambitious goals in 6G networks, spy satellites, and even lunar probes. If all goes well, the three-stage Nuri rocket designed by the Korea Aerospace Research Institute will carry a dummy satellite into space on Thursday. A manicure salon in Malaysia is selling painted and press-on nail designs based on the television show Squid Game. It's the latest small business to cash in on the soaring popularity of the South Korean series. The salon on the outskirts of Kuala Lumpur has designed a set of nails for each of the show's 9 episodes. For more international news, please visit voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.